to Vietnam, because you said he didn't talk much about it compared to like World War II, and that seems to be a pretty common a thing amongst Vietnam vets. But now, you as a wife had been through Korea and worrying about the Korean War. You were now alone on Kirtland because you didn't go back to your in-laws. How did you cope with Vietnam, because by now you had television and you could see the war happening right in front of your eyes. As a wife, how did you keep it together for your kids? How old were your kids? Well, Wanda, how old was Wanda?
Oh, she was. I can't remember what grade she was in. Around the third or fourth grade, I think.
So you had to be brave for her. You didn't want her to see you.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah.
That one, it was easier during the Korean War because I didn't have a kid, see.
Right.
But Vietnam was worse.
So did she know her daddy was in war or?
She knew that he just was TDY. I mean, you know, that was what we always called it, was TDY.
You know,
But we had a tape recorder then, and we would tape it and send it to him, and he would tape us.
that's nice. That's really
So.
cool. My husband and I made some tapes back and forth when he was in Iraq in the Gulf War, and I can't find them. I have no.
You moved. You
I
can't
we
find them.
we moved. I don't know where they are.
I don't know. Charles got some tapes of some of the guys back in then his troop, but I don't know what happened to him in the move. Wanda and Roger did most of it, and I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, it's you know it you I have learned, because we've moved so much, not to value a whole lot of stuff. The things I care most about are the photo albums of with our kids. Now, you know, you mentioned TDY, and you know, you told Wanda her dad was TDY, and I was thinking about my own husband. In his unit, he in Germany, he was in the cavalry, so he was gone all the time. He was gone 200 days out of the year, more.
Oh my
Because they
gosh.
patrolled the East German border, so they'd go out for 6 weeks and live out on the border, and then they'd come in, and you know, and then they'd rotate. And so when the Gulf War happened, my oldest was 4, and he was a very sensitive kid. And even though we didn't tell him, I don't think we told him that, you know, he knew that there was war happening. And he was so anxious when my husband went off to Kuwait. He didn't go off to the, you know, the first wave. He went later on. That he had separation anxiety. He would not let me out of his sight. I couldn't even go to the restroom without him banging on the door, crying. I couldn't leave him. He had to be in the room with me. And so I don't know whether it's because, you know, this obviously was, you know, much later, that the TV was on and CNN, you know, constantly showing it. But that child had some serious fear, that you know, but for me as a wife, I was worried. But because my husband was gone so often, I had a routine down that he was just gone, like he had been just gone for most of the time. So I think my coping was different. I was a little worried. We talked about if he became a prisoner of war, how long would I wait to remarry? Because a lot of the Vietnam wives, you know, waited years and decades, and still some are missing in action and POWs, you know. So we had those conversations, but it was fairly normal for me not to have him around. So when Vietnam, did your husband go right at the beginning of Vietnam, or was it towards the end, or?
Must have been not at first, but not at the last either. I think he probably went in around the middle.
So he already had seen, he had already saw what was happening in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. But, what was I going to say? He was a troop carrier in World War II.
Right.
So he carried the troops to the fighting zone. And
right.
See, that's why his mom worried so.
Yeah.
And, but they checked up every day, like I said, with that map.
Yeah. Now with Vietnam, he was a photographer then? He was a... What was he in Vietnam?
Well, he was a commanding officer of one of the outfits, and I forgot the name of the outfit. But it was a photo outfit. I don't think he was flying then. No, he got off of flying status, I think, when Wanda was born. Because he felt he was too old to fly jets.
Right. So he was there and he was taking pictures of the combat and things like that. So he must have seen some pretty...
Well, he didn't take so many pictures, but his troops did. And he'd get on the plane, see, and go to the fighting zone where they were fighting. And that's what scared me.
Right.
Was because I was afraid he'd get killed, you know.
Right.
But thank God he came back without a scratch.
And he must have seen some pretty horrific stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, these guys don't tell everything.
Right.
No, they don't tell everything.
So he was pretty closed-mouthed about the Vietnam experience.
I think. A lot of it. He'd tell a little, but not a lot.
Did he, you know, now...
He was always in classified work.
Oh, yeah.
So, like when we were in Japan, that 3 years that we were over there, he had to work a lot at night in the lab, and he'd wear white coveralls. Because he was in the photo. He had to be clean and everything, so. But some nights he'd work all night.
Wow. Wanda mentioned he worked in Denver, and he was in civilian clothes.
Yes, he worked at Raymond Waldridge.
What is that?
I didn't know. That was classified, too. He couldn't wear his uniform.
He couldn't wear his uniform.
So he had no suits, of course, because he'd been Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
He wore Air Force clothes. We had to go out and buy suits, white shirts and suits.
Well, that must have looked strange, huh?
Well, it was kind of strange.
He looked like a handsome guy, though, so he must have looked good in his suits.
Well, that's the picture of him up there. That's him in World War II. He was very young.
Yeah.
He went in the service right after high school. He joined because he wanted to fly. And so that was the only way he could fly, was to join. Because he didn't want to be,
he didn't want to be a ground
drafted,
troop.
Drafted.
Yeah, he didn't want to be drafted. Wow.
So anyway.
So, because he got to buy new suits, did you get to buy new clothes too?
No.
It wasn't such a good deal.
I was
never
a clothes horse. Wanda was, though. When she was little, I brought her all Kate Greenaway dresses.
Oh, I loved Kate Greenaway.
Yeah, well, she was a Kate Greenaway model, I think. Because
wow.
That's about all they carried in the PX. And every time they'd get them, the PX officer lived next door to me. And the girls in that department would call me and tell me. They got in a good supply, and I'd go and check them out.
You know, you mentioned the PX, and I remember, because I lived in Germany, we had the PX, obviously. We survived with the PX. But every once in a while, someone would send us the Sears catalog or the Penney's catalog.
Yeah, we did that. We took one with us when we went to Japan, because somebody there had told us, take a Sears catalog with you. And, of course, we learned enough Japanese to get most of what we wanted, and if we didn't, we'd carry a picture out of the catalog.
So did you have, in Japan, so you obviously went on to the economy to shop sometimes. Did they make custom clothes, or if you needed it?
We had a seamstress. Came to our house and sewed.
Wow.
For a week at a time. She made Wanda little dresses. It'd take me a full hour to iron her dresses. They were so full.
Wow.
And She made shirts and a civilian coats for Charles. She made one, and my clothes, of course. Wanda still remembers a Japanese dress made out of the blue satin with little flowers in it, and had the, oh.
That collar, yeah.
Yeah, that collar, and it buttoned down here. I really only weighed now about 98 pounds or something like that. And that was my cocktail dress.
Ah.
Oh, well, his boss in Japan, when we first got there, was all I could heard of was Colonel George. And if they had a party, you had to go, or he sent somebody to get you to come to that party.
Oh.
So I had to have a cocktail dress.
And you said you weren't very social. I mean,
no, I wasn't, but I did go, I mean, you know, for my husband's sake.
Yeah, well, you would go or else.